Okay, so yesterday we began a new siman kuf lamed aleph, and we began discussing about what we call tachnun, the filas apayim. We began this our discussion about tachnun, discussing the technical term for tachnun, as we call it, is nefilas apayim, because we fall down on our face, cover our face. We discuss why, what they used to do originally. So then the question is, do you cover your face with the left or with the right? So we discussed that yesterday. Machaber says the left, and the Ramah says the right. Now the issue, so the Ramah came with a, if you want to call that, a compromise, and that was in the morning, when you have tefillin on your left, so then lean on your right, like he said originally. Be out of respect for the tefillin. I think I might have mentioned yesterday the Vilna Gaon, I don't know if I did mention this, holds that you always lean on the left, regardless of the tefillin or not. But be that as it may, so the Ramah's compromise, if you want to call it that, was that in the morning, you, since you have the tefillin on the left, you lean on the right, and in the evening, when you don't have tefillin on, so then you do like the Machaber says on the left. And we discussed about us fortunate few about us lefties, what do we do? Okay, so that brings us to the next last line in the Ramah. That's what we got up to last night. Well, the achar shenafal al panav. And after you fell, so to speak, yagbia rosha, you lift up your head, v'yeschanen me'ad mi'yushav, and then you daven to, you plead Hashem a little bit while seated. Touched on this yesterday. Right. Chol makom o'makom lefin minhago, in every place according to their custom. So again, you know, we have different days of how much we talk when we say. But okay, so again, the Mishnah Berurah says, because sometimes we have a hurachim like this morning, so a longer tachnun. Omenag pashut lomar v'anachnu lo neda. So as we touched upon yesterday, the custom is that when we say v'anachnu lo neda, that we say after nefilas apayim, we say v'anachnu lo neda. We'll touch on this again today. Chatzi kadesh ashrei lam natseach. Then we say Chatzikash Ashrei and Lam Natsech. Afilu biyamim shein omrim tachnun omrim Lam Natsech. And even on the days when we don't say tachnun, you'd still say Lam Natsech milvad. On the days you don't say Lam Natsech, everybody wonders about this. Okay, so you cheat and you look at the little writing above the Lam Natsech. But where they get it from, the Ramah says the days we don't say Lam Natsech are, next page, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, right? Those are the days. They don't say Lam Natseach. A lot of people mix that up. They think that Tachlon and Lam Natseach line up. So we saw this before, that that's not true. Again, we saw, I mentioned yesterday, but here it is in the Mishnah Berurah tests, that the whole idea of the Ramah says, then you lift up your head and then you are mischanin, a little seated. So we touched on this outside yesterday. So, but the Mishnah Berurah brings out a test, and that is because we daven to Hashem in all the ways that we possibly can. Positions, let's say. Meaning, be yeshiva of amido nefilo, ulefilas apayim, whether we're sitting, standing, or prostrating, so to speak. And as I mentioned yesterday, like we saw about Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishnah Berurah brings that down here. It says, Va'esha Bahar, I sat literally in the mountain, Har Sinai. Anochi Amati Bahar, and he says, I stood at the mountain. Vespalo Lifnei Hashem, and I fell in front of Hashem. So, before we see those three things, those three positions, so therefore we do the same thing. And again, the Mishnah Berurah at the end of tests says, therefore, it's Roy Lanu Lomar. It's best to say the words while still being seated. Manasa b'amida. And then when you say manasa, you stand. See, people do that. Okay. Now we'll talk a little more in Mirtzah Shambhalin either tomorrow night about this position issue, about standing, sitting, leaning. What happens if you can't sit? What do you do? For example, somebody's standing Shemoneh Esrei behind you. Or a similar issue. So we'll talk about the Blinder tomorrow. Okay.